Okay. Well, please be seated. You know, this is kind of unique. Usually we meet in the mornings and 10:30 fellowship in the mornings. And we had a great couple seminar and dinner last night with about 17 couples. So we figured, let's do our Sunday fellowship in the afternoon and have a pot bless as well. You know what a pot bless is? Some people have pot luck dinners. Well, the saints have no luck at all. They don't need luck because God has blessed them. So when they come and participate and bring something, it's a blessing. All right? No matter what you bring, it's a blessing. So we have pot bless. So we're going to have a wonderful meal later on after the fellowship here. And also it's kind of unique too. We've got the kids with us. So usually we have children's and babies fellowship and things like that. And we figure, well, let's bring everybody in together. Okay, so we've got our young ones with us. And that's great to have everybody together. And I'm real blessed and thankful. I know some of you are new to this fellowship. So I welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we're a fellowship that loves God and His Word. We're concerned about working the integrity of God's Word. We believe God means what He says and says what He means. And if that's true, if God's Word is true, and we can find out the truth of God's Word, then we can find out what He has in store for us. What has He made available? How can we receive it? How can we manifest the more abundant life that Jesus Christ came to give? So that's our ministry, and that's our heart, is the integrity and accuracy of God's Word, and to the best of our ability to work God's Word in that way. So, you know, we've been working the renewed mind, and it's a great subject. Some people think that, well, once you get born again and the Lord comes into your life, He will change your life, and your life is all set. Nothing, you know, you don't have to do anything. That's not the truth of God's Word. If that was the truth of God's Word, we wouldn't need to renew our minds, would we? When you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved, made whole. Okay, a man and a woman is not whole until they're born again of God's Spirit. They're just body and soul. And to have the Spirit of God in you, as God originally intended man to have in the beginning, that makes a person whole and full and complete, body, soul, and spirit. When you receive that Spirit, it doesn't all of a sudden transform you and change you into some miraculous super being. Okay, I know a lot of Christians that just, they don't seem to be the most beneficial people I've seen. All right? I just don't see that. But we know God's Word talks about renewing our mind, that we take who we are in Christ, we take the words of God, and we put them on in our mind and walk out on them. We believe them. You know, the key to power, the key to the manifested power, is the renewed mind. We have all the enablements that Christ has within us, and that's what we want to learn and grow in. We have the security of the hope of Christ's return, don't we? And we're real thankful for that. But now, to the extent that we put off the old man and put on the new man, will we successfully walk with the power of Christ within? So, I've heard some great statements this past month in regard to the renewed mind. I made some notes on them. I wanted to share them with you a little bit. The renewed mind is never done. We don't reach a point where we get a degree in the renewed mind. We are always renewing our minds. You know, I continue to endeavor to do my best to renew my mind to God's Word. Our true identity is Christ within each one of us. That's our true identity. I know some people will call you different names and different things at times, but God sees the Christ in you, and that's what we want to see within ourselves and within each other. We learned that by controlling our thinking and staying focused on the Scriptures, our attitudes and behaviors will be dramatically transformed. Our minds and hearts are designed to hold and meditate upon the Scriptures, just like we were talking about the retemeraries. You know, our mind is designed to hold God's Word so that we can believe it. We can say, yes, I believe God's Word over man's Word, and we can get the believing results. Learning to stay focused and staying our minds upon the things of God brings honor and praise to Him, and we get blessed too. And then we, you know, I was going to go over the retemeraries, Barney, but you've already done it for me, because, no, that's great. Saves me a little time here. So, but that's great. That's how we put the Word on. You know, in Colossians, why don't you go to the book of Colossians, please? Because this is how God describes the renewing of the mind. It says like we're dressing. We take off the old clothes and we put on the new clothes. Okay? So in Colossians chapter 3, we see that the putting off and the putting on. It talks about putting off the old man in chapter 9. Lie not one with another to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put off and put on. Oh, you know, let's go back to verse 8. But now ye also put off these, okay? These are some things we got to put off. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. So you and I have to put it off. You know, God's not going to come in and possess us and do it for us. We do it. We put him off. And have put on, we put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Okay, so how is it renewed? In knowledge of Him. The knowledge of God. Okay? Where? Verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man hath a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Okay? Now, does it stop there? I stop there, but does the Word of God stop there? No. There is a very important element that comes along with the renewed mind. And that's this next, we see this in the next verse 14. And that's why we're going to retemerize this. Colossians 3:14. Those cards, I think, were handed out. So most of you have those cards. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Now I'd like to work this scripture a little bit with you, so we can understand this a little bit better, okay? And above all these things, put on charity. Now, the word charity is in the Greek word agape. And the word agape, many of you are familiar with, means the love of God. It's the love that God can have. It's not Philadelphia love or Eros love. It is the love of God. It's the love that God can have and does have. Okay, so charity is agape. It's the love of God. And it says, above all these things. Now, the word above is an interesting little Greek word that I took the time to work a little bit, and I want to share with you. It's the Greek word epi. And really what it means, it does mean above, all right? And it's in this dative case, which means that it is the main moving principle for all others, indicating of all the activities of renewing our mind, that this love of God is the main one. This is, we sometimes call it, it's the foundation, okay? The love of God is at the foundation. So what do? We put off things and we put on these great things it talks about. This word, though, really talks about above. You know, above. And it kind of leads us. This, the love of God is above all the other things, and it sets the pace. It leads us to do all the other things that it takes to renew our mind. So that's why it says, above all these things, all these previous things that we just read, the love of God, put on the love of God, which is the bond. And the bond is that which binds. Okay? And that which binds, bond of perfectness. Okay? So what is that bond of perfectness? The love of God. The love of God. You and I have the great privilege of learning, endeavoring to learn. What is the love of God? If it's that important, above all these other things, okay? Above all these other things. You know, it's nice to have bowels of mercy. Do you have bowels of mercy? Do you know what bowels of mercy are? You know, it's just the depth of heart that you're merciful. You forgive people in spite of them. You know, you just have mercy. It's undeserved favor. It's like that. Okay, that's great, isn't it? To have that kind of attitude of mind. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, patience. Those are great qualities. But above these, that just, it leads all these others, that's just so far bigger, is the love of God. It's the bond of perfectness. We want to live perfect for our God. God so loved us, in spite of us being so out there, that He gave His Son. He loved us. He expressed His love to us. Now we have the opportunity to renew our minds, and above all these things, put on the love of God and the renewed mind in manifestation. I need some volunteers. I need some children volunteers to help pass out. So come on up. I see every hand I see. Come on up. And I want you to hand these out, okay? You want to help too? Sure. You got the front row. You go in the back there, okay? You take those in the back. You take those right over here with these guys, okay? You take them back over there, all right? You got to spread these out, all right? There you go, Cindy. All right, there you go. Take those, spread them out. I want everybody to have one. Okay? What I'm going to, I'm passing out to you is some excerpts from a teaching by Dr. Victor Paul Weerwohl called The Love Way. And the reason I'm doing this, because I want to share these with you, and the reason I'm doing this, because I have the highest respect for this man, because it was he who taught me the integrity and accuracy of God's Word. When I was in college, sophomore in college, I was challenged by a roommate, a suite mate on the basketball team that knew I had some hunger in my heart. I wanted to know God, and I had searched, and I went to different churches and stuff, and he said, "Hey, this summer I want you to come to Ohio and take this class called Power for Abundant Living, taught by this Dr. Victor Paul Weerwohl." So this was in North Carolina. I lived in North Carolina. And on a dare, because I was hungry, I said, "Okay, I'll give it a go." So I left a great summer lifeguard job, kind of went against what my folks wanted me to do that summer, traveled to this farm in nowhere, Ohio, and listened to this man who was probably my age at that time teach God's Word like I've never heard taught before. Something that fit, that made sense. It was phenomenal. Changed my life. But it wasn't He who changed my life. It was what He taught me. And since that time in 1967, and through the years when I was around Him, I heard Him teach, had the opportunity to be with Him several months before He fell asleep in 1985. I was in a meeting with Him with just a few people where He was concerned about the Word moving in the ministry and had some questions. And what He did was He went to the Word and we looked at some things in the Word to see what did the Word say. But all through that period of time, my experience was with Him that He magnified the Word above anything else. He magnified above His life. It was the Word, the Word, the Word. And many of you, or a number of you, know Him, have heard Him teach, have heard teachings by Him. And I have the highest respect for Him as a man of God teaching the integrity and accuracy of God's Word, because He put the Word above Himself and everything else. It was the Word. Go to the Word. Not me. Not what I say. What does God say? What does the Word say? And so I have tremendous respect for Him, and that's why I'm going to quote some things that He has shared in regard to the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. And I was just thinking, and I don't. Some of you help me out, on His tombstone, doesn't it say, "I wish I were the man I knew to be"? I mean, talk about humble. This guy probably knew more Word of God than anybody on the face of the earth. And yet, He continued to grow and magnify the Word. So I want you to understand my heart here when I share these things with you, that to me they're very significant, and I hope they communicate to you. When we are born again, we are born in love. God is love, and so the new birth is the impartation of the nature of the Father, which is love. Then by birth, spiritually, we become children of love. This family to which you and I belong then is a love family because we are born into this family. The greatest thing in the world today is the manifestation of the love of God in the renewed mind. To the end that we are born again of God's Spirit and have renewed our mind on what we have in Christ Jesus, and we manifest forth this love of God, we really become new men and women in concretion in the senses realm. We have forgotten that love will make a man a success. It will put him over where nothing else will ever will make him a victor. Love never fails. It is the master's rule. It will lead a man out of selfishness, out of weakness and failure, into the very strength and ability of Christ. There is no force in the world that it cannot dominate. It makes us wanted. It makes us a blessing. It enables us to take the place of Jesus Christ here upon earth. And then he says, you see, this most heart-searching thing that the human has to ever face is how to walk in love once he has the love of Christ. And when you're born again of God's Spirit, you have the love of God residing within. Now we need to renew our mind, right? And above all these things, put on what? Charity, the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation, okay, which is the bond of perfectness. There's another scripture I want us to look at. Please go to 1 Peter chapter 4 in your Bibles. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 8. And it says here, and above all these things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. The word here, above, as we looked at the Greek at the previous verse, here the Greek for this word is the word pro, and It has a little different meaning. It means before. So a little better accurate translation would be, and before all things, have fervent charity. And we already know charity is agape, the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation. The word fervent really is the word extend. Okay? You know, just to extend out. To extend out. God's word here is saying, before all things, have extended love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation. With who? Amongst yourselves. Amongst yourselves. For the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation shall cover the multitude of sins. It sure covered our sins, didn't it? When we got born again of God's Spirit and God so loved us. You see, this love of God is the height of the renewed mind. It is why we do renew our mind. Because of the love of God that we've witnessed to get us born again, to have eternal life, to have the hope of Christ's return. So now we want to love with that kind of love. And God has given us that capacity to do so as born again ones. And so that's the exhortation of the word. That's the ultimate for us as we renew our minds to live the love of God. In 1 Corinthians, because the question you're going to ask me is, well, how do I live the love of God? Let's go to the word, 1 Corinthians. This tells us how to live in the characteristics of the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know, this is a great chapter in here because it talks about some great activities that a believer, that if we saw these great activities, we would just stand in awe. If somebody moved Point Loma across to Coronado, you'd be impressed, wouldn't you? Okay, had the believing to do that, right? Somebody did that. Or somebody would give their body to be burned. I mean, man, we would just think that was such a great loving thing that they would just, for that cause, they would just give their life to do that. You know, these are some great things. And this is what Corinthians talking about here. The first thing, 13:1, is speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues must be a big deal for it to be listed first among a list of great attributes of believing. Because it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not the love of God in the renewed mind manifestation, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all believing so that I could remove mountains and have not the love of God, I'm what? I'm nothing. Boy, what a statement here, huh? Phenomenal. The love of God makes all the difference in the world. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, I mean, somebody gives millions of dollars to colleges and to hospitals and to homeless people and stuff, and we respect that and honor that. And that's great. But if it's not done with the love of God and the renewed mind manifestation, what is it? According to God's word, it's not anything. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation, it profiteth me nothing. So is it a good thing to have the love of God? Yes. That's what we want to rise up to in our lives, to live the love of God. Well, question still remains, what is the love of God? Verse 4. The love of God in the renewed mind suffereth long, okay, and is kind. The love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation envieth not. The love of God in the renewed mind vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Wow. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. It beareth all things, it believeth all things, it hopeth all things, endureth all things. The love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation never faileth. See? It's that love of God that we want to really perfect in our lives and live it. Some of these other wonderful quotes on this handout that I gave you. You know, you can understand 1 Corinthians 10:24, where the Word of God declares, "Let no man seek his own, but each his neighbor's good." When love, the love of God in the renewed mind manifestation, is at white heat, selfishness stops reigning. Selfishness, my friend, is a deadly poison. It causes practically all the diseases in the human body. It is a strange thing how selfishness has never been feared by man. He fears it in another man, but he never fears it within himself. Selfishness is the cause of all the wars that have come and of all the strikes, the battles between labor and capital, the strife in politics, and in every other realm. This next statement, it's this new kind of love that gives us genuine eyesight. We can only see the good things. Remember that translation we mentioned about love, that love beareth all things? It literally covers closely or covers over with silence all that is unseemly. There is no scandal. There are no old sores to uncover. And then finally, love can see only God in us. God can only see Himself in us. We see men's overloads in order that we may bear them. We see man's infirmities that we may share them with them. We see their weaknesses in order that we may give unto them our strength. We see their poverty in order that we may give unto them our abundance. We become Jesus Christ, men and women. As a battery is charged with electricity, we are charged with the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. We stay in His presence, feeding on the Word until our whole being is saturated with Him. Then we go out and we minister to people. We are lights like luminaries blazing a path in life where sin has no part and the misery that comes from sin can never enter. You know, I pray that we may have the love of God and that we may continue to renew our minds so that we can walk in the fullness of the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation, so that we can move God's Word over ourselves, that we can move God's Word over our community, and we can move God's Word over the world. So, Heavenly Father, I'm thankful for the wonderful love of God that You manifested toward us, that we could be born again of Your Spirit and filled with the power of that Holy Spirit within us. And Father, may we, as we have received that love of God within us, that we can renew our minds to the knowledge of You through Your Word so that we can walk with the great love of God. What a great, wonderful, ambitious thing for each and every man and woman to do is to walk with the love of God. So I thank You for Your Word, how it teaches us how to do that and what it is. And that we can aspire to these great things that You would have us to do, Father, so that we can walk as Your wonderful children. So thank You for making it available, for giving it to us, and for the privilege we have to walk with You for eternity. And I thank You and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay.